Shanti and welcome to day 3 of our very special spiritual pilgrimage. The body is such a wonder. After stretching it, tapping it, pulling it, awakening every cell and nerve ending, isn't it interesting? To see the newness as I sit for my meditation, so alert and ready. Ready for what? Ready to now go beyond the body. The body is my temple. How appropriate that I make sure everything in my temple is in order before I begin the sacred endeavors. How appropriate that I sit here now with the temple all in order, and I begin the journey beyond. A journey in which the physical is left behind. Just for a while, and the metaphysical is reached for and attained. I remember the lessons of yesterday and the day before. I remember the feelings, images, experiences. Which put me on that wavelength of the metaphysical. And in this way, I turn my mind within, and the journey begins. Who am I? I imagine my mind like a room, which I'm simply entering to visit. Can you imagine your mind like a room? If I'm honest, I might find this room is not very orderly. There might be stacks of thoughts piled up from many, many years, files of feelings, memories lying all over the place, as if I'd never really journeyed into the room of my mind to sort it out. So many thoughts. Too much. I imagine clearing out some of those thoughts which I know are old. I don't need them anymore. I imagine dusting off the precious ones, memories, images I never want to lose, and putting them neatly on some shelf in the mind. And as I do this work, the mind clears, and I notice, as if for the first time, way at the back of the room of the mind is a door. As if I would have never noticed it before, the mind would have been filled with so much clutter. But now, I see it. What's there behind that door? And so I approach the door and I open it. And there, just beyond the mind, is another room. But this room is beautifully simple, gently quiet, and very welcoming. There's nothing there, except a thick white carpet and a candle right in the middle of that room. Can you see it? It's so beautiful, so peaceful here. And I step into that room beyond the mind, and I sit myself down in front of the candle. It's very beautiful light coming from this candle. Soft, golden rays, extending to all four corners of the room, filling the room with such a quiet golden light. These rays seem to come right to me, touching me, moving right through me, filling me between my very molecules and cells with such golden light. And I really open myself to these rays of light. And I really begin to feel as though I'm filling with that same golden light. As if I'm really filling with such quiet and peace. And I'm not even sure anymore where that light stops and I begin, or where I stop and the light begins. So much am I becoming one with this light. And it feels wonderful. Other thoughts come, must be that I didn't close the door tightly enough, so close it, bring your attention again and again to this room, this candle. Incredible light. How beautiful to be so full of light, spiritual light, like peace. And that's when I realize that, of course, there is no candle inside my head. This beautiful room filled with such golden light, this beautiful candle. Radiating such perfect, gentle, quiet. This is really me. I am that light. Here, in a beautiful place, beyond the mind. Leave any other thought behind. this sacred space. The true I, the sparkling being of beautiful, gentle light. Who am I? This is who I am. Take time to remember yourself.
I was awakened.
stretch. Stretching. It's about stretching my mind. And coming into the beyond the mind, and just being, it isn't all the time that we get to meet an angel. So why lose this opportunity here, now? This is meditation. Journey to those beyond sacred realms within. Leave behind worries, doubts, thoughts about the future, memories from the past. Just leave that. Fly. Come to this beautiful meeting with yourself, the baby angel, the true self, the divine, sparkling, eternal being of pure light. Being in the body, but not of the body. I am eternal. I never finish. Never. Go on. Make the difference. thinking, intelligent, feeling energy inside this body. I existed long before this body took shape, and I will continue to exist long after this body finishes. This is I, the eternal divine being. Again and again, offer these thoughts to your mind, these feelings and images. Make strong this muscle by stretching it again and again. Disconnect and connect. What a beautiful spiritual exercise. Because if you do this with patience, faith, and love, you will find that there is a gift for you. Come back into that room beyond the mind and see. In that room, filled with golden light, the sacred you, filled with such peace, you will see that there is a window, and it's open, and a very thin curtain moves gently, signaling to you that there is a breeze that is entering this room. Can you imagine this? You just sitting there, being, and now this breeze coming in through the window. Cool, fresh, and coming right to you, circling you, bringing more light, more feelings of comfort and peace. What is this breeze? I feel it as if holding me, wrapping me. In a new level of gentle quiet. And I relax into these arm-like waves of this breeze. Just relax. And I wonder, what is this? This extra light coming to me from the window. And so I get up carefully, moving to the window so as not to disturb the feeling. And I see not so much a breeze, but rays of light coming from above. Strong, pure rays. Reaching me. Wrapping around me. And holding me. And I'm just standing there. Receiving this light from the Supreme. Shining on me like a spiritual sun. this concludes our meditation for the morning. Such a full morning, even before breakfast, stretching the physical muscles and then stretching the metaphysical muscle. Enjoy your day. I'm sure it'll be a beautiful continuation of the journey. Om Shanti.